Last summer, a tour boat explosion in the Bahamas made national news.
Tonight, authorities in the Bahamas investigating what caused this popular tour boat to explode, killing one American woman and injuring at least nine others.
And one of the most severely injured in the explosion was 22-year-old Stephanie Schaefer of Rutland. Doctors gave her a 50-50 chance of survival. But 6 months and dozens of surgeries later, Stephanie is back home in Rutland reclaiming her life. VPR's Nina Keck has her story.
Stephanie Schaefer doesn't remember much about the boat explosion last June. Her family had been vacationing with friends in the Bahamas. They'd signed up to swim with wild pigs off Exuma Island. It was supposed to be a fun touristy excursion, but things went terribly wrong.
I just remember sheer panic, and I couldn't tell you what was going on at the time. Let's just wake up and I remember something terrible happened.
Stephanie's injuries were massive. She was flown to Nassau, where doctors amputated her lower legs to save her life. Then she was airlifted to a hospital in Fort Lauderdale. Her back and pelvis were broken. Her legs and arms were fractured. She'd injured multiple internal organs and had to be on dialysis.
So to picture your daughter lying there with all those breaks.
Stacy Bender is Stephanie's mom. She was also injured, but she says the real agony was waiting to see if doctors could put her daughter back together again.
You know, she was in the medically induced coma, but the thought of all that. And I kept thinking, how is she going to be strong enough to get through these surgeries?
When doctors gradually brought Stephanie out of the coma 6 weeks later, her condition remained critical. She got infections from her tracheotomy. She got pneumonia. And her family had to break the news multiple times that the 22-year-old had lost her legs. Stephanie says her brain didn't want to believe it.
I remember having this clear thought of looking at my legs and seeing that they were hurt, but to me they were just bandaged. And I remember thinking, well, thank God I didn't lose my legs, you know. And then a day later, I'm told, you lost your legs. And I was like, what do you mean? They're right there.
After 6 weeks in Fort Lauderdale, Stephanie transferred to Boston, first to a hospital, then to a rehabilitation facility. While there, she says several people who'd lost legs in the Boston Marathon bombing reached out to her and helped her realize she wasn't alone, that she'd get through this.
They walk into the hospital and they visit you and they tell you about their work and their family and everything that they're doing, and you just see that it's still possible as an amputee.
5 months to the day after the accident, Stephanie came home. It felt great to be back in Rutland, but she says the reality of her new life began to fully sink in.
I thought by the time I made it home that I would be walking in and that things would be normal, and I didn't realize how hard for me it was going to be.
Like just getting from the car to the house.
So, Nina, all this is new, including this driveway.
Stacy Bender points to a new back deck and wheelchair ramp that the family put in this fall. Stephanie wants to try and climb it using her walker.
What do I need to do? And I can move it up this. I can move that for you.
What?
The walker, if you want.
Yeah, you're right.
But it's steep and snowy, and it's not going to work.
I might need a wheelchair.
You want the wheelchair?
I suppose.
Stephanie's life is now full of moments like this, when everyday tasks become a test of will and patience.
Most days I'm good, but there's still days where it'll just hit me and I just realize how different everything is, and I'll just, you know, I need a day at home, just cry for a whole day. And my mom's pretty awesome. She just lets me cry, you know, and that's really all you need. You just need someone to just sit there and let you cry.
Stephanie says those days are less frequent now. She's looking forward more, has signed up for online college courses that'll start this month, and she's thrown herself into physical therapy, which she does 3 times a week with Kate Mosier.
Yes. Hold it. Hold it. Good. Did you feel that, though? So you want to get
it's much harder to walk when your lower legs are made of foam and metal, have complicated hinges, and weigh 8 pounds apiece. But Stephanie spends nearly an hour taking one step, then another, in front of a full-length mirror. She uses parallel bars and crutches for support.
Do you feel good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to stay like this for the rest of my life. You know, I want to get better, and I just got to keep trying.
The family filed a civil suit against the tour boat company in the Bahamas, but Stacy Bender is not overly optimistic. She says medical bills from the accident have topped $2 million, and she says their health insurance company has been great. But Stephanie has another complicated surgery later this month, so the bills will keep coming. A GoFundMe campaign has raised more than $174,000, which will help and enable Stephanie to buy new, lighter prosthesis. They'll replace the pair she wears now, which the 22-year-old admits she hated at first.
Like, I was so embarrassed, and I was so self-conscious. Now that I realize how hard it is to walk, I'm like, I can't wait till I get better prosthetics, and kind of thinking that it's going to be kind of awesome for everybody to see that I have prosthetics, because they're going to look at me and they're going to know that I've, you know, worked super hard to be up and walking.
Like a badge of honor, she says, smiling. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.